we've got to wait till all the pre-polling comes in, and there's thousands of votes there, and then there's the postal votes that will come in on Monday. But it's close, which we knew it would be.
You were concerned about Wangaratta and Wodonga. Why was that?
Well, the campaign went very smoothly till last Wednesday, when I think the polling showed it was going to be very close. So then there was a large amount of money invested in mail-outs, in polling, in a whole lot of activities that I got really worried. Had we done enough work? And I knew we'd done good work, but had we done enough to really get over the line? And at the polling today, it was very tough this morning. Those big banners, and it was very tough. So I lost a bit of confidence, I thought, that maybe all that negativity would come in and overshadow all the good work we'd done.
And what was your desire for this seat? Was it to make it marginal? Was it to win it?
Initially, it was to make it marginal. But then as I got a sense of this huge support that the community had for a vision for Indi, and for this whole idea that the problem was with our infrastructure, and that was government's role to give us good infrastructure and help us be connected, I could see that the answer didn't lie in the major parties, that we actually needed a strong voice for Indi if we were going to have this long-term vision. That was what people wanted, and that they also wanted a local member of parliament who would be there for them. And I began to see or grow into the idea that I could actually do that. So I think, yeah, as the campaign got underway, I became more and more wanting to be that member for Indi. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the final result of, and I hope it does turn out that way, that I become the member for Indi and I can deliver for the people the things that we've been talking about.
If you win this seat, you will be the first woman independent in a federal government.
Is that so? No, I didn't realise that. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it means the community have got... I don't think the gender stuff is so important, really. I actually think it's about... The message of this campaign is about community and the community getting behind an idea and a vision and then supporting it. Like the huge number of people that have participated today in the polling booths and doing all the background work. So it really is an Indi spring of community. I think that's the message of it.
What will be your priority should you win this seat?
The train. Getting a meeting around the train is hugely important. And then the other thing I'm going to do, Gay, is when it's appropriate time, is go and knock on Mr. Abbott's door and say hello.
And of course you've assured us that he'll be very receptive, and he's told us that he will be very polite and respectful of all members of parliament.
And he's going to govern for all Australia, so I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
What about the people here tonight? You've made many a thank you to the supporters, and you've made mention of the grassroots campaign and the door knocking and the badges and the placards. It seems like every little bit has helped in this campaign.
And there's another group that I didn't thank, was the people who've given us money, because that's part of the big surprise, was how many ordinary people who live in Indi and their friends and family outside who donated money. So it's over 1,000 people have actually given money to make it all possible, and of all varying sizes of donations. So yeah, we're very, very grateful to all the people who've made that bit possible.
What do you think was the difference between your campaign and the Liberal campaign?
Oh, it was the grassroots the connectedness, and our ability very early in the piece to go and speak to people and say, well, what are your issues? And then people told us our issues, and our campaign was able to say, okay, well, that's what we need to do. So that very close connection with community and the ability to listen and then respond, and then their trust that our group and me will actually deliver for them and that I will be a member for them. I think they've got that. Yeah, I think that it's a community-driven response, and that ability that I think I've got to form relationships, and that the community's got to trust me in that relationship.
Win or lose, you've paid your respects to Sophie Mirabella tonight.
I have, yes. She's been our member for 12 years, and she's put a lot of hard work and dedication into that role, and I'd really like to honour her for what she's done.